Hey, so news time is now 6:49. Another check of triple team traffic on your Friday. And back to you, Andy Farnsworth.
Brian, it was going to just a matter of time. We're already seeing slowdowns on northbound 15 between 106th and 90th South. We've also been seeing some odd slowing on the 21st South Freeway out on the west side. As you go underneath 215 and head out towards Bangor Highway, there's some very busy traffic at the moment, although road conditions not that bad in the Salt Lake Valley. It's not compared to what you're seeing outside Salt Lake, Eric Butler.
And checking out I-80 through the mountains, the cameras that we're having the clearest shots on, those are mostly dry, indicate dry roads. So you shouldn't have any problems if you're heading out from South Salt Lake over to Kimball Junction, the exit to head down to Park City. If you're northbound in Utah County, no problems, although you do have some wet roads between the trek between Springville and Point of the Mountain. That's northbound I-15. Alicia?
Well, seeing a little bit of slowing now southbound I-15 between Kaysville and the Lagoon area where you split onto either Legacy Highway or onto stay on I-15. But once you get past that, looks like you're moving pretty well at freeway speed. You are going to see some slowing as you're trying to work your way out of North Salt Lake this morning. This is due to some flooding on an off-ramp. This is from southbound US 89 in North Salt Lake onto southbound I-15. That connector ramp had some drainage issues and lots of water there blocking that ramp, so it's closed for the time being. You're going to be forced onto the Beck Street ramp as an alternate. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals' 12 locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.